four directions, the devotees sang the holy names of Lord Hari. Lord Nityananda, the jewel of Avadhuta, roared with bliss. At that moment, the Brahmin thief came, lifted his arms, and called out, "Save me!" and offered dandavat obeisances. From head to feet, the hairs of his body stood erect. From him, an unending stream of tears flowed and trembled. Again and again, the Brahmin roared and thundered with ecstatic love. He was not in external consciousness. He wept. Gazing at Lord Nityananda's glory, the Brahmin joyfully danced. "Save me, Father Nityananda, purifier of the fallen," the Brahmin roared, with his arms raised. Seeing this, the devotees became filled with wonder. "How did the thief become like this?" One devotee said, "It is a trick. It is a sham. At any moment he will attack us." Another devotee said, "Lord Nityananda is the purifier of the fallen. By his mercy, this man has become good at heart." Seeing the endless symptoms of the Brahmin's devotional ecstasy, Lord Nityananda gently smiled and asked a question. The Lord said, "What has become of you? O Brahmin, please tell me. I see your activities have become wonderful. What have you seen? What have you heard of Lord Krishna's glories? Without worrying and without trickery, please tell everything." Hearing the Lord's words, the saintly Brahmin had no power to say anything. He only wept. He fell to the ground and rolled in the courtyard. Spontaneously, he laughed, wept, danced, and sang. After some time, the Brahmin became peaceful. Then he said to Lord Nityananda, "Lord, my home is in Nadia. I am a Brahmin in name only. My actions are those of a hunter or a chandala. By always associating with wicked people, I became a violent thief. From the time of my birth, I have not been anything but that. When they see me, everybody in Navadvipa trembles in fear. There is not a sin that does not rest in my body. When I saw your glistening ornaments, in my heart I decided to rob them. One night, I came with my band of thieves to rob the treasures that decorate your graceful limbs. Lord, that night you bewildered us all. Bewildered by your maya, I did not know who you were. Another night, after worshipping Goddess Durga in many ways, in arms, swords, daggers, and tridents, we came again. That night we saw a great wonder. Your house was surrounded by guards. Each guard was powerful like a mad elephant. Each wore a flower garland from his neck to his knees. As the holy name of Lord Hari stayed in every guard's mouth, you happily slept in the house. I was so sinful at heart that even I did not understand your glories. Whose guards are these? Where did they come from? Thinking these thoughts, I left. After some days, I came again last night, but at once my eyes were blinded. When I came with my band of thieves, we surrounded your house. Then we all became blind, and we fell in different directions. We were bitten by mosquitoes, leeches, and here it says groans. It must be groans.
Groans.
There were torrential rains and a hailstorm. We suffered badly. We had no power to move. First we suffered Yamaraj's tortures. Then at the end we became your devotees. By your mercy, with unalloyed love, we meditated on your feet. Then you restored vision to our eyes. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the purifier of the fallen. Simply by thinking of you, we all escaped the tortures of Yamaraj. How great is your glory! Simply by remembering you, a person breaks the bonds of ignorance and easily goes to Vaikuntha. Speaking and speaking in this way, the Brahmin loudly wept. In this way, the Lord Nityananda manifested his pastimes. Hearing these words, everyone bowed before the Brahmin. Then the Brahmin said, "Lord, please give me permission to depart. No longer do I wish to keep this body alive. In my heart, I desire to harm you. Therefore, my penance is that I will die by drowning in the Ganga." Hearing the Brahmin's sincere words, Lord Nityananda and the devotees became pleased. Lord Nityananda said, "Brahmin, you are very fortunate. Birth after birth, you are Lord Krishna's servant. If you had not attained the Lord's mercy, how could all these events have passed? How could they have passed if you were not the servant of the Lord? Lord Chaitanya has descended to this world to purify the fallen. It is not otherwise."
That's a heavy statement, isn't it? how could all of these things happen if you unless you were, had received the mercy of the Lord?
Well, to see those big, giant Vaikuntha guards must be.
Speak of the leeches, scorpions, mosquitoes.
They're still alive. Hail. Tell about it.
Lord Chaitanya has descended to purify the fallen. It is not otherwise. Listen, Brahman. If you commit no more sins, I will accept all your karma. Give up violence, theft, and all misdeeds. Do them no more. Walk on the path of religion. Chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Then you can deliver others. Go among the thieves and criminals. Bring them to the path of religion. Speaking these words, Lord Nityananda took the garland from his own neck and happily gave it to the Brahmin. There was a great sound of Jai, Jai. The Brahmin was now freed of all material bondage. The Brahmin spoke, words choked with emotion. Grasping Lord Nityananda's feet, he wept and wept. He called out, Lord Nityananda, Master, purifier of the sinners, please give the shelter of your feet to me, a sinner. In my heart I wish you harm. Who is more sinful than me? When Lord Nityananda, who is an ocean of mercy, placed his lotus feet on the Brahmin's head. When his head received the mercy of Lord Nityananda's feet, the Brahmin's defenses were all broken into pieces. Whenever thieves came to his door, the Brahmin guided them on the path of religion. He taught them to take shelter in Lord Chaitanya.
Cool. 697. Renouncing theft, violence, and all misdeeds, they all became very saintly. They all chanted the holy names of Lord Hari hundreds of thousands of times. They all became expert in devotional service to Lord Vishnu. Wild with love for Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda always sang Lord Krishna's holy names. In this way, Lord Nityananda was an ocean of mercy. In no other incarnation did the Supreme Lord act in this way. Lord Nityananda always chanted Chaitanya. A Brahmin who does not honor Lord Nityananda becomes counted among the thieves and ruffians. By Lord Nityananda's power, these thieves and ruffians obtained ecstatic devotional service. Devotional service where the devotee weeps, trembles, shouts, and finds the hairs of his body standing erect. Devotional service the kings of yoga yearn to attain. Oh my brothers, please worship Lord Nityananda. By his mercy you will attain Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears these stories of Lord Nityananda will someday meet Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who with an attentive heart hears this pastime of the thieves, deliverance will someday see, this pastime of the thieves, deliverance, will someday see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In this way, Lord Nityananda fearlessly and joyfully enjoyed many pastimes. Wandering in village after village with his associates, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes of kirtan. In this way, he visited Kanachora, Baragachi, Dogachia, and on the other side of the Ganga, Kulia. The people of Baragachi were very pious. Their village was an important place of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. No one has the power to describe the glory and good fortune of Baragachi. Lord Nityananda's associates were always very joyful at heart. They did nothing but sankirtan. Moment after moment, they became more and more wrapped in the ecstasy of being gopas. They carried sticks, flutes, buffalo horns, and rope for tying cows. They wore gunja necklaces. On their wrists were bracelets, and on their anklets. Ecstatic love for Lord Krishna was always present in their bodies. They were attracted to Lord Krishna. They wept and trembled. The hairs of their bodies stood erect. They were very handsome. It was as if they were not different from Kamadev himself. They always performed Sankirtan. accompanied by their master, fearless Lord Nityananda. These devotees were always joyful. Even in 100 years, I cannot describe all the glories of Lord Nityananda's servants. Still, I will at least tell their names as far as I know them. Simply by remembering their names, one crosses beyond this world of birth and death. In their company, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes. They are all eternal associates of Maharaj Nanda. They are gopas and gopis descended to this world. Lord Nityananda has forbidden us. He said that their previous names should not be revealed or written. Huh. Ramdas was one of the Lord's important associates. He always spoke in the mood of the Supreme Lord Himself. Must be really kicking Ramdas. No one had the power to understand His words. Lord Nityananda always stayed in His heart. Ramdas was always in the grip of intense ecstatic love. For 3 months, Lord Krishna personally stayed in His body. Murari Pandit was a famous devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He would play with snakes and tigers. Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya was very noble-hearted. His glance made every heart fall in love with Lord Krishna. Giradhar Das always tasted the nectar of ecstatic love and devotion. His glance destroyed all sins. The devotee named Sundarananda was like a nectar ocean of ecstatic love. He was one of the most important of Lord Nityananda's associates. Kamalakanta Pandit was always wild with ecstasy. Lord Nityananda gave the village of Saptagram to him. Goridas Pandit was very glorious and fortunate. With body, mind, and words, he served Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was his very life. Purandara Pandit was very peaceful and self-controlled. He was very dear to Lord Nityananda. Parameshwari Das considered Lord Nityananda his very life. In his body, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes. Dhananjaya Pandit was very exalted. At every moment, Lord Nityananda stayed in his heart. Balaram Das was always wild from tasting the nectar of ecstatic love. The breeze that blew past him destroyed all sins. Yarunath Kaviraj was always filled with the nectar of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda was always merciful to him. Jagadish Pandit was the abode of great effulgence. Lord Nityananda and Lord Nityananda's associates were his life and his wealth. Purushottam Pandit was born in Navadvip. In his heart, he was a great servant of Lord Nityananda. In the beginning, Lord Nityananda stayed in his home. His mercy makes one's heart drawn to Lord Nityananda. Dvija Krishnadas was born in Radhadesh. He enjoyed pastimes with Lord Nityananda's associates. Kaliya Krishnadas is famous in the three worlds. By remembering him, one attains Lord Chaitanya.
Kaliya Krishna?
Sadashiva Kaviraj was very glorious and fortunate. His son was named Purushottam Das. External consciousness was never present in Purushottam Das's body. In his heart, Lord Nityananda always enjoyed pastimes. Udaranadatta was a noble and generous Vaishnava. He was very qualified to serve Lord Nityananda. Mahesh Pandit was very exalted. Paramananda Upadhyaya was a pure Vaishnava. Ganga Das was the son of Chaturbhuj Pandit. In the beginning, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in Ganga Das's home. Acharya Vaishnavananda was very noble and generous. In the beginning, he was known by the name Raghunath Puri. Saintly Paramananda Gota was very famous. In the beginning, Lord Nityananda stayed at his home. Krishna Das was a saintly resident of Varagachi. In his home, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes. Krishna Das and Devananda were both very pure at heart. Exalted Acharya Chandra had Lord Nityananda as his only shelter. Saintly Madhava Ghosh was a singer. Vasudev Ghosh always tasted the nectar of ecstatic love. The four devotees, Manohar, Narayan, Krishnadas, and Devananda, were very dear to Lord Nityananda. Even if I had 100 years to do it, I would not have the power to write about all of Lord Nityananda's servants. Thousands and thousands of devotees were Lord Nityananda's servants. For all of them, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were their life and wealth. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, they all became wild by tasting the nectar of love for Lord Chaitanya. The little that I know, I have written. Later, Veda Vyas will reveal everything. At the end of all these servants is Vrindavan Das, who was born from the womb of Narayani, the Narayani who tasted the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's meal. Even today it is heard among the Vaishnavas, Narayani tasted the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's meal. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna.